The letters WB framed in a shield against a black background. The shield and the B fade away, leaving just the W. Warner Independent Pictures, a Time Warner company. Yellow sparks float around in front of letters written in golden light. FFC, Australia. Warner Independent Pictures. Film Finance Corporation Australia presents, in association with Goalpost Film and Shaftesbury Films and the New South Wales Film and Television Office and Sunday Night Movies and Palace Films. Dawn breaks in a suburban Australian home. Posters of comedy shows decorate the walls. A middle-aged woman leans over in bed and switches off the alarm on her clock radio. She leans to the other side and switches on the light, illuminating framed family photos on a nearby table. She heaves herself out of bed. The woman, Jean, puts on a silky dressing gown and heads to the bathroom. Plump Jean checks her face in the bathroom mirror, then comes out doing a little dance to the music. She goes into a bedroom.
Come on, you two, shake your legs, come on.
Jean shimmies back into the bathroom.
I can make love to you, baby.
Around the house are old photos of Jean with British comedy stars.
Spell him.
She plucks grips from her hair. Jean flicks her light brown hair up. She cleans her teeth. An RB Films production. Clubland. Wearing a white cardigan over a pink overall, Jean travels towards town on a bus, listening to music on an MP3 player. Jean gets off the bus on an industrial estate. She walks into a large canteen kitchen with her female colleagues, including her mate Lana.
You know what, Lana? None of us want to be here, darling.
In the kitchen, Jean lights a gas hob.
Jesus!
Eggs are fried.
You go and you piss in front of your 7-year-old and I've only had the one. You're never going to have custard in my kids, you drunken slag.
Lana, you are not a slag.
They smile.
You don't want to waste your tears on that bastard. Not when we got all these gorgeous creatures.
Hey, girls. Lover boy's here with his hot, fresh buns. G'day, Jenny.
Yeah, g'day, Terry.
Come on, we should have been gone 10 minutes ago.
Christ, oh, bloody mighty. That's all I need. Sort that out, Tim.
Mum, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, nag. Jesus, will you give it a rest?
Well,
stop gawping. Where's my friends?
What?
My friends.
Oh, Mum, jeez.
Why have you two buggers been at my fisherman's friends?
No.
No, you've been to the toilet. We're not stopping at the servo again.
Mum, we really have to get going.
Now then, Mark.
You look radiant, Mum.
Oh, what's the time, Mark? Put the kettle on. Let's have a cup of tea.
What?
Annie, gorgeous. Where's my kiss? Hey, come on. That's it. Come on, Tim. Family hug. We've got time for that. Now, come on.
Oh, Mum, honestly.
Now, you leave all the lights on and you stop indoors. I don't want you wondering. We don't want the Kentucky Fried Chicken episode all over again, do we?
Right, Mum, we've got to go now.
What do you do if someone comes to the door?
I go to the toilet.
You go to the toilet, that's right, and you stay there until they've gone. Now, come on, Tim, we're going to move on. Right, that's it. Oh, Jesus, where's my jacket?
Here.
Get out of my way. Now, then, you can watch The Vicar of Dibley. But if I find out you've been looking at that cheerleader's tape again, you know what I'm saying?
Right, Mum, let's go.
Ta-da, darling.
Bye, Mum.
Holding the cheerleader's tape, Mark grins. A neon sign says the showroom as bikini-clad girls dance on stage. Jean and her teenage son Tim make their way through an amusement arcade.
Mum, get your
skates on. You're feeling lucky, are you, darling? You coming to the show?
Of course, I wouldn't miss it.
That's it. Hello, darling.
In a dressing room.
No, I've never wanted Tim to follow me into the business, bet, have I? I mean, not that he couldn't have got a start if he wanted. Hey, darling. He's got a beautiful voice. Just like his father, the prick.
Reinforcements.
Oh, hold up. Look out. Here's trouble. Don't let that fool you.
How are you, Tim? Have you seen that crowd out there? Actually, has anyone seen that crowd out there?
I mean, men and show business, it's all about the sex, isn't it?
Excuse me?
I don't think Tim's worked out what it's all about yet. No. Have you, darling? The horizontal tango?
Go on, give him time and opportunity, hey,
oh,
Tim?
Ted, This is Shane, my management. Shane Swift Management. He's reinvented me, aren't you, darling? I'm going to become a gay icon.
Hi.
Hi, girls. What's it like out there?
Good. Not too bad, actually.
Excuse me. Some people are trying to eat their dinners here.
Shut up, Shane.
The curvy dancer took her top off. As an elderly man in a maroon suit does his act, Tim and a dolled-up Jean wait in the wings. Jean rubs her finger across her teeth, then looks at Tim's collar-length hair.
There's a sign. It's all straggly around the back here. Why don't you get a little bit of shape into it?
Sounds like quite a good crowd tonight, Mum.
It's half empty.
But it's better than the one we had last week.
Here we go.
Knock him dead, Mum.
Got to wake him up first.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. Clubland's gorgeous homemaker, Miss Jean.
Wearing a mauve silky skirt and a tight purple top which hugs her ample curves, Jean strides onto the stage.
Let's have a look at you. Now, I'm just going to move this over here so you can all see how gorgeous I look tonight. Where's my spotlight? That's better. Spotlight on beauty.
She throws out her hands and does a twirl.
Ooh! You saw something there?
Tim watches, grinning.
Well, now, good evening, ladies and genitalia fondling enthusiasts. And there's a lot of them in tonight, girls. However did they get the name gentleman, eh? It's a mystery to me. All they ever do is grunt. Grunt, grunt and groan. And
she grabs her crotch.
Now, let's face it, girls, men. We only want them for one thing, don't we? Eh? Their razor. Oh, waste of space, the lot of them. But I tell you what, no, that's not fair. I've got two lovely boys. They're gorgeous. My youngest wants a dog. I said, my darling, you can have anything you like, but I am not having your father back. Hands up, all you girls with a big husband. Come on, don't be shy. Come on. You know, having sex with a big bloke is not easy, let me tell you. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like having a wardrobe fall on top of you in the middle of the night. It is. Yeah, with the keys still in the lock.
Tim drives Jean home in his panel truck. She waves some cash at Tim, who grins. She shoves a few notes in his shirt pocket.
Thank you, Mum. It was a good show tonight.
Yeah.
She beams and her eyes twinkle brightly as she looks at Tim.
A few more of those, darling. You'll soon get this paid off.
Day. Tim knocks on a front door. Behind him on the road is his truck, which has TM Taxi Truck and Removals written on the side.
Hi.
A pretty blonde girl opens the door and grins.
Kelly?
Brunette Kelly appears.
Hi, I don't know if we're quite ready. Have you got any boxes at all?
Because we have like one.
Yeah. Tim goes to his truck. The girls, Jill and Kelly, grin at each other excitedly. Tim helps them pack.
Point is, we should have done a hell of a lot more packing last night.
Yeah, we started watching that film, Troy, and it was just crap.
No, so is that your own truck?
Oh, well, my mum's gone, like, guarantor for the loan kind of thing, so...
Sure. I work at the liquor lamb, and I fucking hate it. Can I have a job?
Yeah. Well, I should probably get started in there.
Hey, you go and do Jill's room, and I have to clean up something in here. Jill's room's the first on the left.
As Tim investigates Jill's knicker drawer, Jill pulls back the sheet on Kelly's bed, revealing a nasty stain on the mattress.
Oh, rank.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
What were you doing all the way down the bottom of the mattress?
Jill, I don't know.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
So the only guys that we get to come in are dirty old dads. And this guy the other day goes to me just as he's walking out. He goes, hey, nice tip on the way out. And I told him to get stuffed. And then the manager comes out and gets me busted. Oh, careful.
Tim drives the girls away in the packed truck. outside another house.
Well, thanks for today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, why don't you give Tim your card from work? And write our phone number on it.
Okay. Do you have a pen?
Tim takes a pen from his shirt pocket and hands it to Jill. Kelly can't stop grinning.
Thanks.
As Kelly giggles, Jill writes their number on a card and gives it to Tim, who stands there stiffly.
Yeah, here you go.
Kelly kisses nice his cheek.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Bye, Tim. Bye.
See ya.
Tim shuts the back of the truck, gets in and drives away, letting out a long breath as he goes. At home, a girl sings and dances in front of Mark, who videos, and Jean, who watches.
Come on, big boys, lots of energy, Summer.
Yeah.
And here we go.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history. I'll break your little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, see how you do it. Put up your juice, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot.
Jean's distracted by Tim, who's come in and grabbed the telephone.
That's terrific. Carry on. Oh, you're going to be the hit of...
Tim's in his room.
Arm right up, Summer. That's it.
Hello?
Jill. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that Kelly?
No.
No? Oh, it is Jill. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Jill.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
It's Tim. Tim from the taxi truck? Yeah.
As he gets comfy on his bed, he accidentally yanks the phone plug out of the wall.
That was weird.
You need a
night. Night falls and lights twinkle all over the city. Tim parks his truck in the car park of a large venue.
Watch out, Tim!
What's the matter with you? You're driving in a trance. How am I going to get to the gig tomorrow night then? Eh? Walk.
Shane's taking you.
Christ, couldn't you park?
Day. Kelly watches Tim drive his truck past their house.
Driving around the.
Jill runs over in a pretty light blue summer dress.
Oh my God. Aww.
You let him go. Got him, got him.
Out of his misery.
Really?
Am I?
Couldn't help yourself, huh?
What's your dress?
Kelly gives Jill the thumbs up from the window. Night falls as Tim drives Jill into the city. In a restaurant.
My dad's in smash repairs. He's got his own yard and, well, my mum just spends all this money. She's classic. And then there's my brother Brett. We're so much alike, we clash. I think that's why I ended up moving with Kelly, because I think that I'd probably kill him.
Tim stares at Jill.
So what about you?
I've got a mum and a dad, yeah.
And would you care to enlarge on that?
Oh, they're divorced.
And you live at home with your mum?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's English.
What's her name?
She's got the same name as me.
What, Tim?
No, no.
Topper? Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
A waitress pours wine.
Oh, you don't want to say that's fine. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. She works in a canteen.
Oh, is she a good cook?
Yeah. No, not really. She's terrible. But she tries.
Oh, I'm a really good cook.
Yeah.
Tim drives Jill home. Tim taps his thumbs on the truck's steering wheel and moves his head to the music. Jill looks out of the window smiling, her long wavy blonde hair glows gold. Tim stops outside Jill's house and they both sit awkwardly for a moment. Jill clasps her hands over her knees and Tim nervously nibbles his finger.
So, should I drop him then?
Who?
The boyfriend?
Yeah, I think you should.
So what about you?
What about me?
Well, are you attached?
No.
Jill smiles broadly. Tim drives home with a big grin across his face. In the living room, Jean sits playing the organ. A boy in school uniform stands singing. Bespectacled Mark, who's in his early 20s, nods his head back and forth to the music as he videos the performance.
And I shall sleep in peace until you come.
Tim sneaks past the open doorway. Mark, who wears a fixed grin, sees Tim. Tim holds up his finger to shush Mark and carries on out the door. Tim nods but can't help giggling. Jean turns and looks at him sternly.
Good, Patrick. Well done. You're an Irish tenor from Shanghai. You don't find very many of those. Will you send Tyrone in, Patrick?
Mark's body spasms as he giggles. Jean sips tea as she looks at Mark.
I'm waiting.
Tim gives Jill a bunch of flowers.
Oh, thank you.
Outside her house, she gives him a kiss on the cheek and they hug each other tightly. Mark's having a bubble bath. As Jean walks in, he lifts his hands out of the water.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you better...
Jean perches on the side of the bath.
So, what's going on then, eh?
What?
Tim. There's some girl or other, isn't there? Oh, I hope this ain't the Samantha story all over again, don't you, Mark?
I don't think so.
Jean smiles. Mark screws his face up tight and points his finger.
God. We've only just got over the last turnout. Took him a month to be able to drive straight. Do you remember?
Please don't tell Tim that I told you, OK? Because it was
our
secret.
Tell him what, gorgeous.
She splashes him.
Hey, tell him what.
Mark recoils twitchily.
That went in my mouth.
Tim and Jill sit in the truck outside Jill's house. He awkwardly stretches his arm out to put it around her. She grins and Tim looks down shyly. Then she leans over to him. She plants a big kiss on his lips and starts to kiss him hungrily. Tim puts his hand on Jill's left breast and she puts her hand on his hand. They writhe, then Jill suddenly breaks off.
Oh God, I'm sorry, they're small, aren't they?
Oh, they're not.
They are. It's okay, you can stay.
No, if they were any bigger, they could kind of... They could be a bit frightening. It's true.
Hello, Moto.
Sorry.
So what's happening, Tim? You all right? Any chance we're ever going to see you again?
Okay.
Yeah, well, we need some milk for the morning. Mark's polished off all the bloody milk. Oh, Ronnie Stubbs is on. I don't know how the pair of you go through so much milk. You drink it like water. You listening to me, Tim? What have I just said?
Mum, I'll get the milk, OK?
Yeah, and get some low-fat for me. Who's that?
He sighs as he hangs up. Tim walks out of the supermarket with a green shopping bag. A middle-aged security guard runs up behind and grabs him.
Got a receipt for that stuff, son. Hello, darling.
Oh, Jesus!
He grabs Tim's shoulders and looks at him.
You got 5 minutes?
He plays a CD and sits beside Tim.
Dad, I gotta go.
It's my new album. On CD. It's over. John Maitland sings the country love songs of Conway Twitty. I put this together myself. I've put everything into it. It's a limited release. Promotional purposes, industry colleagues, music press, that sort of thing. But I'm pretty confident, Tim. I reckon this one might be a sleeper. I've got that feeling.
Yeah? What? Word of mouth?
John's thick-set with black hair and a craggy tanned face.
It's over.
John smiles fondly at Tim.
Too late now, I find I care.
As John drifts off into a dream world, Tim fumbles for his phone.
She's not
here.
Tim goes over to turn the music down.
Hi, Mum.
Tim, where are you, son? I'm gasping here.
John shakes his head.
Now? I've been getting the milk.
Yeah, well, I've got to be up at 5, so have you come to that?
You go to bed, then. I'm not far away. I'm coming home now. I got the low fat.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Jean blinks anxiously. She hangs up her phone, frowning. John watches Tim pick up his shopping bag and start to walk away.
You better be off, Dad.
Tim, just get Mark something for me, would you? He's getting something he wants.
Tim takes the money from John, walks a few steps, then turns back. John smiles and folds his arms.
Thanks, mate.
John turns up the portable stereo, which is perched on a trolley. Just how much she really he sits staring into space. And that soon, she would always be. Day. Tim parks his truck in a car park. Mark's sitting beside him. He peers at Tim, then looks down and twists his head to one side. Tim stares at him.
I'm sorry, Tim. She's dragged it out of me. You know what she's like. She's relentless.
What?
I've told Mum about you and Jill.
So? That's okay, Mark.
Wide-eyed, Mark tilts his head back.
Okay.
Mark opens Thank the you. Door.
Have a good day.
You too.
And don't forget your bag.
Mark grabs his bag and heads over to a workshop entrance where a tubby girl is standing, grinning at him. Watching from his truck, Tim waves.
Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Mark and Tori walk together. Travelling on a bus, Jean yawns widely. In the workshop, disabled people of various ages do simple tasks. They put labels on jars and pack boxes. Jean's there making balloon animals. Some of the workers already have long balloons curled around their heads. Jean makes a pink balloon dog for Mark.
There you go, darling.
Tori, I got you one.
Thanks so much.
Poodle.
You're so sweet.
Do you like it?
Jean turns and sees Mark and Tori, who has Down syndrome, hugging each other. Jean turns away, distraught. A worker bops Jean with a balloon and she cracks up. At home, Mark and Jean get off the bus and walk past kids playing cricket.
Tim knows I'm working tonight. How does the little shit think I'm going to get to Mount Druid and back?
Mum, I'm not getting involved.
I shall have to go begging to Shane. Look out!
Hi, Bob.
When I...
A woman's being helped up some steps. They stop and watch.
Perhaps I should go over and see her. Poor Marilyn.
I thought you weren't talking to her.
Well, I'll see if there's anything I can do. Spread a little sunshine, a bit of hope.
Because you had that fight in the street when the police had to separate you.
Yeah, and whose fault was that?
That was mine, because I was spending too much time in Mrs. Carmichael's kitchen.
It's all right.
With her dog, Lulu.
She's very ill, you know, Mark.
We could just say hello.
What, just say hello? Shall I?
Yeah.
Break the ice. Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you going? Get behind this bush. I want to shop in. Keep out of sight. And keep away from them bloody kids. We don't want the SeaWorld episode.
With balloons twisted around his head, Mark stands by the bush. Jean turns round and gestures for him to get out of sight. He steps back behind the bush. Jean walks up to some gates. Jean stands at the gates, frowning for a moment, then runs back to Mark and throws her hand in the air.
Bugger it. I'll send flowers. Not if you're on the way out. Last thing you want's visit.
Night. On stage, Jean holds up a red card.
You're well offside, mate. Red card. I can tell by the way you're walking. Get your hands out of your pockets. You want to be careful it don't come away in your hand, mate. Now, you keep your hands where I can see them.
On the sofa in Jill's living room, Jill kisses Tim passionately. She moves her hand down to his crotch. Tim looks a little unnerved.
Let's do it. What do you think?
I think it'd be good.
You do? Oh, Kelly's gonna be home.
She leads him to her room.
What are you doing?
Don't worry.
Jill ties a blue scarf on the door handle, goes in and lights a candle. As music plays on Jill's iPod, Tim nervously buttons up his shirt. Jill takes her top off. She leans to him, gives him a kiss, and grabs his crotch. Tim puts his hands on his crotch and turns to Jill. In just her jeans and bra, she holds a condom in each hand and grins cheekily.
What's the matter?
He sits on the bed tensely, and Jill taps his shoulder. She flops onto the bed next to him.
Maybe I should just go.
She stares at him incredulously.
Huh. Yeah, okay. Cool, not to worry.
Are you angry?
We were having fun. I thought you liked me.
I do.
Oh, what, you've had a closer squiz now? Jesus Christ, no thank you. I told you that was small. It's the very first thing I told you.
Oh, this is horrible.
This is not horrible. I am not horrible. But you obviously got some concerns, and I'm obviously a threat to you.
She puts on her dressing gown and chucks away the condom.
I suppose I get that little bit scared.
You get scared? Of what?
I don't know.
So it's nothing to do with me being an ugly, needful cow.
He leans in awkwardly and kisses her. Kelly arrives home. Jill pulls away from Tim and frowns.
Is that still a no?
Jill?
Oh, oops. Sorry.
Jill, I better go.
Oh my God, you are so not going out there right now. You are not making me look like a fool in front of Kelly.
Well, okay, I'll just stay here for a little while.
He sits down.
Right. Oh, Jesus. He's here.
Well, he shrugs.
You've done it before, right?
He looks down apprehensively. Jill smiles slightly and lets her dressing gown drop to the floor. She kneels in front of him and undoes his trousers.
I think you want to do this, yeah? Maybe just a little bit?
This girl.
Kelly's on the phone.
Well, piss off, Kelly, would you?
I'm sorry, Jill, I have to go.
Frantically doing up his trousers, he dashes out. Jill looks mortified.
Jill?
Despondent, Tim drives home in his truck.
So carelessly, I have given way. Only love I have given.
Back at home, Tim drags a wheelie bin down the drive.
Message ticked on like a metro.
Coloured lights weave around on Tim's computer screen. He calls Jill, who's having a coffee with Kelly. She could see him there
with a Hello?
It's me, Tim.
Good night.
Jill, don't go.
Kelly, he's an asshole, Jill.
Is Kelly there? Jill.
What?
Are you okay?
Cool. I obviously just misjudged the situation, okay? No hard feelings. Say that again. Hey.
Why don't we just do this? We go our separate ways and I never want to hear from you again. What's his problem?
Jill looks at Kelly. Mark sits, staring at the computer screen.
Mark. Mark. Yes? Jeez, how long you been on that thing for?
In the living room.
Shut up.
I'm going to talk to Ronnie Stubbs about your spot at the benefit. Then I'm going to nail Trevor about your tryout at the Nest. Tim, you're going to be a very busy boy driving around this star.
You listening to this, Tim? Hmm?
I like the girl too.
Oh, we wake you up, darling.
Jean hugs Mark.
Good night, Mum. I love you.
And a Dropbox, Mark.
Tim and Jean watch Tommy Cooper on telly.
Tommy dropped dead on stage, you know. Live TV, middle of a sketch. He just sat down on the sofa and died. Christ, if you've got to go...
Tommy tries to tie a balloon, but it flies off. Watching, Tim smiles. Jean nibbles a snack.
Ronnie's asked me to do a benefit with him. Make a wish foundation.
Oh. Yeah?
All-star cast. Shane wants me to finish the first half.
Well, when is it?
Oh, but you care. God forbid I should depend on you. This is only the biggest opportunity in my career. Well, since you two boys arrived on the scene and brought a luminous career to a grinding halt, not that I'm bitter. I only have to say, any chance of a lift to Mount Druitt and back? No, sorry, Mum, up yours. Well, truly, Tim, don't put yourself out.
She's got the highway code.
Now then, braking distances.
They wouldn't let you near the road, Mum.
Oh. On TV, Tommy holds up an enormous false nose. Jean looks at Tim.
What about you? You have a nice evening, did you?
No.
She puts her arm around Tim, pulls him close and strokes his hair.
Good. Good.
They chuckle. Tommy holds up an even bigger false nose. Day. Jill at work at the Midas garage. She walks across the forecourt with a customer.
That shouldn't be a problem at all. Just want to follow me. I'll get
they head to the office. Tim gets out of his truck. Jill stops and stares at him for a moment, then goes inside. Tim sits next to Jill. He watches her as she munches a sandwich. She stares blankly ahead.
Can I kiss you?
Can you wait for me to finish my mouthful?
She turns to him petulantly and opens her mouth. He plants a kiss on her. That night they sit kissing in the front seat of his truck. She stops and wipes her hand across her mouth.
You're not coming in.
Tim grabs her face and kisses her cheek. Jill frowns.
Okay, look, now I'm confused. Oh, Jesus Christ, Tim, how do you think I feel?
He continues to kiss her.
And your taste of music is shit ass. What are you, a 50-year-old? Fine, you can come in for a while.
In the kitchen, they eat a snack. Tim keeps staring at Jill, trying to tease a smile out of her. A little smirk creeps across her face. Mark's having his tea. Tim phones home from the bathroom.
Hello, Tim?
It's me.
So where are you?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know. What am I, clairvoyant?
Oh, out and about.
Oh, well, that narrows it down.
Well, see, now that I'm here...
Tim, where are you?
See, why don't I just...
Stay over.
For the night?
I know what's out and about, Tim, and it's not pretty.
But is that all right with you?
Mum, if I don't come home tonight?
Is that okay?
Oi! Where do you think you're going? Back to the
Mum?
Table and finish your supper. Well, it's got nothing to do with me.
Has it, Tim? Doesn't matter what I want. Just when my career's getting back on track. I say, it's a good job I'm not working tonight.
Who's that funny old lady hobbling down the motorway in the pouring rain with a plastic bag on her head?
Oh, not to worry, darling. That's only the talent making her way home.
Your tea. I've made you a lovely ratatouille.
What am I supposed to do with me ratatouille? Shove it up
my arse. Mum, I'm going to be home in time to take Mark to North
Bed in the morning, all right?
I hope this is not the Samantha story all over again, Tim. Because if this is the Samantha story all over again, I'm getting you to a shrink, Tim.
Do you hear me?
Standing in the shower, Tim hangs up angrily. Tight-lipped Jean hangs up. Mark sits, eating his ratatouille. In the kitchen, Jean answers the phone.
Apology accepted. You can... Who? Oh, just a minute. Mark?
Mark looks up.
It's Tori, your girlfriend. Well, come on, stop playing...
He gets up from the table and totters over to Jean, his right hand held at a sharp angle. He takes the phone and wanders off with it. Jean goes across the kitchen and listens, nervously fiddling with her fingers.
Hello? Stop it, you naughty. Stop it, Tori. Yes, I had a lovely time at the park too. Yet next time we will go on our own, okay? I promise. I love you too. Okay.
Hey, it's time for your bath, Mark.
Okay, Mum. Sorry, Toy, but I gotta go, okay?
To Mum.
Yes, Mum. I'm hopping in the bath now, okay, Mum?
Jean grabs a bottle. In Jill's bedroom.
Yeah.
Tim comes in. Jill's sitting on the bed. Tim stands in his vest and jeans.
Shall I take everything off?
Yeah, go on, take everything off.
Will you?
I don't think so.
Tim pulls off his vest, revealing his muscular chest. He lets it drop and Jill points at his jeans.
Okay, now you've got it.
Jill gazes at Tim as he undoes his belt and lets his jeans drop to the floor. He kicks them aside. Jill leans over and has a peep inside his boxer shorts. Tim looks down and frowns.
Boing.
Actually, you better stop doing that.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Later, they lie side by side in bed. Tim's on his back.
Oh, no, I'll do it.
He switches off the light.
Turning the lighty off.
I said, shall I take my nighty off? Gosh, you really are a dork, aren't you?
Sorry.
She slips her nighty off.
No, there's my brother Mark. He was brain damaged at birth. Cord wrapped around his throat while he was being born.
God, that's so sad.
Yeah.
She reaches down under the covers.
Can I? Is this okay?
Oh, yeah.
Jill moves down the bed and starts to fondle Tim.
Do you want a grab or something?
Oh, yes, please.
He caresses her breast.
Thanks.
Tim's eyes widen and he starts to shake. His face contorts, a nervous grin spreads across his face. Jill leans forward and kisses him. She rolls over, grabs a couple of tissues and gives one to Tim.
Thank you.
Tim cleans himself up. Jill wipes her hand and blows her nose. She lies on her side and looks at Tim. He stares up at the ceiling.
You know my mum?
Hmm?
And my dad as well?
Yeah?
He looks at her gravely.
They're entertainers.
At the supermarket, Tim's security guard dad, John, pretends to shoot a bloke down like a cowboy. The bloke grins at John, who smiles up into the CCTV camera. In the canteen, three sausages stick straight up from the hot plate. There are two fried eggs strategically positioned beneath each of the sausages.
Gather round, everybody. Lynn, Gigi, Jesse, come here. Now then, who is responsible for this atrocity? Hey, you might laugh. Just put you in mind of anyone, Gigi.
John performs in a bingo hall.
Feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before.
A chunky woman in the audience gives John a knowing smile. Tim arrives home with a bunch of flowers. Mark's sitting in the living room reading.
Oh, boy. What? You are so lucky.
What, Mark?
Ronnie's coming over. Oh, Timmy. They're pretty flowers.
Thanks, Mark.
Did you get them for me?
A silver Mercedes drives up. Jean's dolled up.
Look at the bugger's cover. Put that on there, Tim.
A bloke in a Hawaiian shirt with slicked back hair.
They seen us.
Right.
Jean, 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 the comedy queen. You are looking gorgeous.
Oh, Ronnie. Come on in, darling.
Ah, g'day, Timmy.
Hey,
there,
Ronnie.
Mate.
How are you, mate?
Take that for us, will you?
No worries,
be careful
mate.
With it.
Yeah.
Hang on, wait a minute.
Excuse me, Jean, what is Brad Pitt doing here?
Should know.
It's Mark. The keys to the Merc. Take us a run around the block, will you? Give me that.
Evening. Tim watches sullenly through the doorway as Jean and Ronnie sit on the sofa together. Ronnie plays guitar.
Dry your eyes. Many blessings are in disguise. May your hopes and dreams come true. Tonight we're digging deep for you. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, get your checkbooks out, yeah?
That's beautiful, Jean. Beautiful.
He gives her a little kiss.
And they go around with the buckets, yeah? Make sure they put notes in. You don't want to get a load of shrapnel.
I'm a busty brunette with drop-dead looks and legs to die for.
I'm of average build.
Impress her.
I'm a hopeless romantic. And funny. Other people tell me that I'm considerate with a sense of humour.
Jill and Kelly are on the phone.
Yes?
Jill slaps Kelly.
Oh, Mark, it's Jill. What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Jill. Mum's rehearsing and we've been warned to keep out of her sight.
What's she rehearsing?
She's doing a benefit with Ronnie Stubbs.
Excuse me, Ronnie Stubbs is in your home?
He'd like to be in my mother. Tim.
Oh. Hey,
don't
Tim.
Hit.
I was just wondering if you wanted to come to my folks' place on Sunday. My dad's birthday.
Kelly's going to be there.
What about you, Mark?
Come.
I really wanted to come.
No.
Hey?
Come
on, Mark.
Tim, no.
There's a pool and everything there.
No.
Shall I pick you up or...?
No, that's cool. I'll just pinch a car from work.
Oh, OK.
Bye.
See ya.
I'll just put you on to Mark.
No, you won't. Just
say bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, ladies.
No,
outside.
Thank you.
Ronnie kisses Jean and gets in his Merc. She looks across the street to where her neighbour, Marilyn, is being stretchered to an ambulance. Ronnie pulls away. Jean walks down her drive and continues to watch the ambulance. Its flashing red and blue lights wash over her anxious face. Mark's lying in bed. Tim looks out the window.
Fine. It's late, Mark. You've got to get up at 5. I know.
Tim watches as the ambulance doors are closed. Jean slowly walks back a few steps, then returns to the house. The ambulance's red and blue lights glimmer in the dark. Day. Jill drives along a freeway in a shiny silver saloon car with the Midas logo on the side. Kelly's in the passenger seat and Tim's in the back.
What happens if we have an accident?
We're up shit creek.
They arrive at Jill's dad's birthday party.
Hi, Auntie.
Hi, Auntie Bronnie. Nice to meet you.
Hey,
how are you going?
Hi.
Oh, that's mine, okay?
Hi.
Shall I
get
going?
Hi.
Oh, you look beautiful.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
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 This is my brother, Brett.
How's it going, mate?
Hi.
I'm a bit confused, but where's Simon? I like Simon.
Oh, yeah, where's the tart this time? Happy birthday, Dad. Getting old.
Thank you,
Hi, happy birthday.
Kelly's shit, it's the wife.
Oh, yeah, bugger. Yeah. Mum, this is my friend Tim. Tim, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Here you go, Mum. This is for you. Oh,
happy birthday, Colin.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks.
Mark films Jean waving a pink balloon.
With a shih tzu is a bullshit.
That's bloody good, Mark.
Thanks.
Did you make that up?
I just made it up then.
That's bloody good. Let me see if I can fit that in.
Wow.
Jill follows Tim into her dad's games room.
He's funny.
Yeah. So, when am I going to meet your parents?
By a pool table, she gives him a lingering kiss. Mark's still videoing Jean.
Please, doctor, please, can you help me get rid of this horrible great lump I've got? He said, where is it? I said, he's at home having his dinner.
Mum, I'm just going to the toilet, OK?
Oh, well, put it on pause.
OK. Tim, it's me, OK? Mum has been rehearsing all day for Ronnie's benefit. She made me watch her rehearse her set over. Over.
Mark. Is this for the show tonight or for the benefit? Because you know that Shane's picking her up for tonight.
Then she'll be out of your hair. You'll be okay, mate.
Tim, everything's arranged. I'm not okay.
Okay, you've got to come home.
Mark, where are you?
Tim.
Mark,
Tim, I beg you. I beg you.
Jean wears a pink balloon on her head.
That's very funny.
Tim's with Jill in her bedroom. He sits on the end of the bed, anxiously clutching his mobile phone as she walks around in her underwear.
Jill?
Mm-hmm?
I can't stay.
Oh. Why do you keep putting me in this situation?
I better go because Micah's...
Fucking stay there! What was her name? The girlfriend?
Samantha.
Samantha? Might give Samantha a call, see if she's retained any trace of self-esteem.
Jill, I know you've been looking forward to this, but Mark's been on the phone. He's begging me.
Did you manage it with Samantha?
Despondent Jill drops her head into her hands. She looks up at him.
Right. How about this? If we could do anything quickly so that you could get home to your brother, what would it be? It's quite frankly incapable of anything at this point, mate.
Naked, Jill leans against the wall as Tim caresses her.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
She looks down at him.
Nothing.
My face looks stupid.
No.
Oh, okay, keep going.
Jean's on stage.
Oh, big game, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Jean leads an old bloke onto the stage as Tim buries his head in Jill's crotch.
Was that it?
No, I just burped. Oh. Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
See any pretty girls in the audience, George? You do? Oh, oh, whatever's happening.
Jean raises a long pink balloon. Jill slides down the wall.
Let me see your face.
Jean's pink balloon deflates. Tim and Jill lie side by side and kiss. Jean gives the old bloke a hug. Day, Mark videos Jill and Tim as they arrive at the house.
Hello.
Hello? Hello, Jill. I'm Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, hello.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Mum!
Mum! Mum, they're here.
Nervous, Jean has a drink, smiles and walks through to meet them.
Oh, my goodness, look at you.
Hi.
I've heard all about you, though, yes. Oh, it's lovely to meet you. Come on in, darling. Bring Samantha through, Tim.
Jill.
Jill, sorry. Now, you've heard all about Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Say hello, Mark. Big voice, lots of energy.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? We've had plenty of cool chats on the phone.
Oh, is that right?
Mark's still filming.
Put that bloody thing down, Mark. You're driving me mental.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
Now then, Jill.
He's awesome, Jane.
Yes, I want you to call me Jean.
I just did.
I know.
Oh.
That's a lovely outfit, isn't it, Tim? It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
What's it like out, Jill?
Oh, it's nice out, Jane.
What do you think? Is it a bit more cheerful out?
Oh, it's much more cheerful out.
Jean turns to see them
do
kissing.
Do you want the togs then, Jill? Hmm? For the pool?
Oh, I'm wearing them.
Are you? Come on, darling. Come and meet Lana. Yeah, this is my dearest friend, Lana.
Give me a hug.
Hello. Hi, you can have a dip, you. Tim. Come on, hop in, Jill. I've put towels there.
OK.
All right,
yeah, who's ready? Put
this tray,
Mum. Oh, sorry, Mum.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, now, Jenny, I meant to ask you, how's that woman across the road? Oh, 49, eh, Lana? That's no age at all, is it? Oh, I wish I'd gone over. Yeah. She's had all the chemo. And they took the breast off last May, I think, mastectomy. Oh. Yeah, they took her into Westmead 2:30 Tuesday morning. Ambulance, so draw your own conclusions.
Oh, so sad.
Look at me, look at that angel's arse, Lana. Where'd you get one of them, eh?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's long ago and far away, Jeannie.
Oh.
OK, what? Excuse me? Who? Shut up. Now listen.
What?
It's Shane.
Just that you've got a tryout at the Nest on Friday for a gig on Saturday night.
Oh, my God!
Jean hugs Shane, then Tim.
Oh,
good job, Mum.
Oh,
you did it.
You are.
I'm going to report this later.
Oh, this is Samantha, Tim's friend.
Hi, Samantha.
It's Jill. Nice to meet
Jill,
you.
Jill, sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what is this? What is it?
Shane pulls a party popper.
You scared me then, Shane. Mum, that scared me. That's me.
Jean needs a conga through the house. Jill gets up and joins in.
Twinkle toes. Show us what you've got.
No, sorry. Too busy here.
Hello.
Nana. So what do you think, Mum?
What's that, darling?
Jill. Oh, she does ice skating.
Oh, Sandy.
Yeah, she's really fit.
Yeah, fit for what, though, darling? Yeah, Nana.
Oh, I love her.
At the kitchen hatch, Jean pours champagne.
Get your ice cream, your lollies, your teas and coffees here.
Can I have one too, please, Jean?
Yeah, help yourself, Jill.
Jean dances off. Jill slinks about for Tim and leans in for a kiss.
Why don't you get one for myself?
As Jean plays piano, Jill, Lana, Tim and Shane sit in a line and do a Mexican wave dance.
Yeah.
Jill gives up the dance and wanders off. Jean runs through the house.
Tim? Tim, where's Mark?
Outside.
Mark!
Mum? Mum, look, he's not out the back.
Oh, God, Tim not again. Where is he?
Jeannie, he's going to be fine. He's probably just having one of his wonders.
Why didn't you keep an eye on him? You know what he's like. He's out of that door soon as look at it.
Can you go in the car with Shane? I'm going to cruise around in the truck.
What? Don't let Jill drive the truck. Suppose she has an accident.
I'll be fine, Jean, seriously. Now, have you got your keys and you're fine?
Tim, what about the bloody insurance?
Yeah. You look, John.
Jeannie, I've phoned John. Okay? He's going to come over as well, so...
Chief, what? Oh,
thanks, Lana. That's all I need. Mr. Bloody Eustace.
He's over here. Earlier.
Mark!
Over the road. Jean lets out a relieved sigh.
What have I told you?
Oh, he's fine. He's just been playing with the dog over here.
Yes, I know what's fine. Thanks, Jill. What have you been doing?
I was playing with Lulu.
I'll give you Lulu. Get inside, you little bugger.
Ow, Mum, you hit me inappropriately.
I'll give you inappropriately.
Lulu's
get in.
Really there.
Jill folds her arms glumly. Night. Tim drives her home.
She doesn't like me, does she?
Tim avoids Jill's gaze.
Oh. It's okay, I guess I'm an acquired taste. All in your family, anyway.
Lana's drunkenly sleeping beside Jill. She lolls onto Jill's shoulder.
You better get her home. Your mum will be worried about you.
Oh, we'd better be quick then.
He undoes his seatbelt. Jill raises her eyebrows.
Too quick.
No.
He smiles and gets out of the truck. Jill follows him, grinning. Lana flops down across the seat. Jean looks through her spy hole, then opens her front door to John, who's wearing a leather jacket and bike helmet. He sighs heavily.
I hear you've lost Mark again.
Oh, is that right?
Mark appears. He's eating toast.
All right, mister?
Yeah.
John sighs. Jean shuts the door on him.
Thanks for coming so quick.
Ba-da-t!
Tim and Jill are having sex. Jill's astride him.
No, Pontiac's best.
Really? Rather than Falcon?
Oh, yeah, like number one? With the Pontiac?
Yeah.
It's got a much better turning circle. Makes it a whole lot easier to park.
Thought Ford had sorted that out.
Oh, not yet. Oh, number two. ABS braking is standard, and I mean, you can't go past passenger side airbags. It's a safety feature.
And it's Australian, too.
Yeah, and it's Australian.
Tim's chest heaves as Jill moves back and forth on top of him. She stops and looks at him for a moment, then leans down, cups his face in her hand, and gently kisses him on the lips.
I'm really glad it was me, Tim. We can do it every night of the week if you want.
She sits back and strokes his chest.
Don't you want?
They both smile. Tim sits up. They wrap their arms around each other and gently rock back and forth. Lana stumbles out of Tim's truck onto the verge and staggers down the street.
Oh, shit!
Jean sits in her living room with a notebook on her lap and a pencil and a drink in her hand. She hesitates, an anxious frown across her face, and has a drink. Tim comes in and walks over to her.
Mum, you all right?
She puts the drink on the table in front of her.
Mary Lynn's dead. 2:30 this afternoon at Westmead. Joan over the road phoned about an hour ago.
Tim sits on the sofa beside her. He puts his arm around her.
Don't lean all over me. You're always bloody leaning. I'm trying to do my work for the benefit.
Tim sits stiffly with his hands on his knees.
Here we all were having such a nice time around the pool with my good news, and poor bloody Marilyn's turning up her toes.
Have you told Mark?
She doesn't look at him.
Cancer of the breast, eh? Dead at no bloody age at all.
She puts her specs on and looks at her notebook. Tim awkwardly puts his arm around Jean. A giant neon sign says, "Sharkies, let us entertain you. Make a wish benefit, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now." Inside the massive club venue, Jean, Tim, Shane, Jill and Lana sit at a table. A magician's on stage. Jean's stony-faced as the others chat.
Did you
see
that? Shh, I'm telling you a story.
Sorry.
Well, you make to my flat.
My lamp starts going on and off. Jerry's seen a face on the TV. And he's gone. Oh, Christ, Lana, do you mind if I shovel?
And he's out the door in a flash.
The magician finishes his trick. Jean nudges Tim.
Tell Jill to be a bit quieter, will you? The bloke's trying to perform up there.
Tim turns to Jill.
I got really pissed off. And then I thought, Jill. Oh, well, what do you expect? Brian, $50 a week in Doonside.
A big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for an act I'm sure you will agree is a cut
do
above
you know
the
what?
Rest.
You should try acting, Jill.
No.
Hi, Shane. She'd be a good actor, eh?
She's got the looks for it, hasn't she, Tim?
Oh, no, that's all right, Shane. Not a control freak who needs a standing ovation every time I take a piss.
Indignant, Jean turns and glares at them.
Oh. Hey, where's Mark tonight? Mark would have loved this.
Oh,
yeah. Why couldn't he come?
Is that I can see out there? Is that Bridget Bardot?
No, it's,
no, it's Jeannie Dwight! Oh. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is! Come on, Jeannie!
A spotlight hits her.
Clubland's raunchiest homemaker. Let's get her up on stage, shall we? Come on, make her welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jeannie Dwight!
Thank you, Ronnie. It is such a pleasure for me to be here with all you lovely people tonight. All you lovely, generous people. But for my routine tonight, I'm going to need a little bit of help. Don't look so frightened. I need 3 nice girls for my act. Now, let's have a look. Here's the first one. Come on. Come on up, you get, darling. Where's my next girl? Oh, you thought you got away with it, didn't you?
She's picked 2 men.
And I want one more. Oh, don't look too optimistic, darling. I don't think you'd make it to the end of the first verse, would you?
She walks over to Tim.
Oh, here she is. I've seen a very pretty girl who would love to be in the limelight. Come on, gorgeous. Come on, up you get, darling.
Up you get. Come on.
Up you get. Oh, come on, darling. Up you get. Come on, darling. Yes, we want him up there, don't we?
You'll help me out, won't you? If your little friend don't get jealous.
Little bit of lipstick. Yeah, don't he look gorgeous?
Give him a curtsy.
He could get used to this, and I think he's enjoying it a bit too much. You checked your undies drawers lately. Are you ready for us? Ready, girls?
Jill watches stony-faced.
Come on, say goodbye to your friends.
In drag, Tim dances with Jean and the other two.
Dig a hole. Come on, get digging. Come on, Jean. Up, Cyril.
As they do a hand jive, Jill looks more and more uncomfortable. Jill rushes towards the exit. Tim chases after her. They stop in the casino.
Nightmare. What is her problem?
Come on. It was only a bit of fun. Why are you upset? I'm not upset. Mum gets ready when she has to go on stage. That's all. Come back inside. We're missing the show. Please. Jill.
She gets in a cab and glowers at Tim as she's driven away. Tim drives Jean through the city in his truck. They both stare straight ahead. Jean glances across and looks Tim up and down. She presses her lips together.
You're quiet. You all right?
She smiles weakly. Agitated, he glances at her.
Mum, I was thinking that would it be okay if Jill came to Marilyn Carmichael's funeral with us?
Ah, oh, that's nice. You couldn't stick tonight, but she'd enjoy a funeral.
Yeah, all right.
I don't want you coming to the funeral, Tim. And they certainly don't want a stranger in a miniskirt there flashing her ass in the chapel.
What about Mark?
What about him?
Well, he wants to go.
Frowning, Jean stares at Tim.
He does.
Has he told you that?
Well, what does it matter? We can't keep him locked up forever.
This is Jill talking, isn't it? Hey? Now, you listen to me. She better not dare tell me how to take care of my son. She doesn't know a damn thing about it. Nobody does.
Hello, Mortar.
She grabs Tim's phone off the dashboard and looks at the display.
It's Jill.
You tell her to hold on.
You hold on.
Tim pulls over by a garage and takes the call. At home, Jill sits on the sofa. Her face is wet with tears.
Hello. I'm so sorry. Tell your mum I'm sorry.
Yeah, I will. She's fine.
Jean gazes out of the truck window.
Can I see you tomorrow?
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tim hangs up. Jill lets out a weary breath and holds her hand over her face. Day. Jean stands by her front door in a black dress and netting hat. She looks at her watch and frowns. Mark helps Tim to open up the back of the truck. At home, a taxi pulls up and Jean gets in. Jill's with a customer in the garage office. She speaks to Tim on the phone as he shifts boxes.
Wait 1 minute,
sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know we did, but, like, I've got Mark today because of this woman's funeral, and I should probably be getting him home and getting his tea into him and that.
Yeah, but if your mum's at this funeral, let's just do something with Mark and Kelly.
Well, what's the problem? There obviously isn't one.
At an ice rink, Mark clings to the barrier with both hands, desperately trying to stay upright. Tim skates over.
You all right, mate?
No, please take me home, Tim.
Oh, well, we've only just got here.
Yes! Yes, ladies, I'm fine. Yes!
Alright, come on, Mark, hang on.
We'll help you!
Okay.
It's alright, mate.
Come on,
Tim, look, I'm just here. Look at me. Woo!
Kelly and Jill lead Mark away. He falls over.
Whoa! Are you alright? You alright? Tim! Whoa!
Jill!
Other skaters spin and whiz around the rink. Kelly leads Mark along. They both grin. Tim skates with Jill. Mark wraps his arms around Kelly.
Don't hold on to me.
They both fall over.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Kelly. Tim!
Tim and Jill hoist him up.
Sorry, Kelly. Tim, please help me up.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry, Kelly.
It's fun, isn't it? It's fun.
I'm hungry now, Tim. Time to go home.
Careful. All right, we will. Getting the hang of it.
I'm doing it on my own!
With his body bent forward awkwardly, Mark skates across the rink, waggling his arms around, trying to keep his balance. He falls again. Wearing a black underslip and her black hat, Jean sits at her keyboard with a drink. She wipes her hand across her face. Mark and Tim come in.
Hi, Mum.
She marches over to Mark.
Do you think you've been... Get in here. I've been worried half to death. Why's his arse all wet?
Mum.
Don't you fucking mum me. Get your pyjamas on. He should have been home bloody hours ago.
Mum.
Kelly and Jill creep in.
Hi. Oh, that's Samantha. That's Jill. Yeah, love that.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
This is Jill's friend, Kelly.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, hello, Kelly. That's a nice name.
Yeah.
How was the funeral, Jane?
Oh, the funeral was a riot, Jill. Absolute riot. People falling all over themselves. We had to beat them out the chapel with sticks.
Mum.
Are you hungry, Jane? Because I was just going to do some scrambled eggs for the boys.
Oh, scrambled eggs for the boys, yes. Jesus Christ, why didn't I think of that, Kelly?
Yeah, what do you reckon, Mark?
Yeah.
I told you to get your pyjamas on. Scrambled eggs, by all means, for the boys, yes. You go ahead, Jill, you know where the kitchen is.
Right.
That's it.
Unnerved, Jill goes into the kitchen. Tim goes over to Jean.
That's who I saw at the funeral.
Oh.
Harry Fulcher. Must be 10 years. Jean, you haven't changed a bit. I said, Jesus Christ, Barry. Don't tell me I looked like this 10 years ago.
She's totally famous.
Mum, please, just try and understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly.
Jean forces a grin.
Now then, what about the sleeping arrangements? Will Jill be squeezing in with you? Oh, no, hold up. What are we going to do with Mark? Hey, whilst you're banging away on top of Rent-A-Ride?
Hey, so, Jean, you know Ronnie Stubbs.
I do.
My mum loves Ronnie Stubbs.
Yeah? I love this one, don't you, Kelly?
Come on,
Kelly,
got it.
Dance.
Kelly and Jean dance. Tim goes to see Jill. She looks desperate. Jean turns it up.
Mum? Mum, tone it down. They've just had a funeral over the road. They're in mourning.
What's that, Tim? Scrambled eggs? Ooh, yummy. Leave me to...
Mum, someone has just died.
Died? Jesus, you tried Rudy Hill RSL on a Tuesday. That's not...
She goes to the hatch.
Jill, it's not just the cooking, darling. It's all the washing and cleaning as well. You ready for that, are you, Jill? Don't go expecting any fights.
Tim turns it off.
It's made you mind.
Don't. OK, now don't. That's enough.
Oh, Kelly, look at this. What a man.
Look, you can have it on quietly, OK?
Can I?
Yeah, quietly.
Jean glares at him.
Get out of my house. Come on. You think I'm joking? I'll show you who's joking. Clear off, all of you. Come on out. Mark! Move! Come on, piss off! Mark!
What?
Out!
What have I done?
It's okay, mate. We're just going back to my place.
That's it. Madam's got the right idea. Go on. Mark! What about my kiss?
As the others head out, Mark goes back and kisses her.
It's more like it. Oh, lovely to have met you, Kelly.
Nice to meet you.
They go down the steps outside.
Oh, that was a bit fun.
Jean goes into the kitchen and leans on a worktop. Her body shakes as she sobs. Tim drives Kelly, Jill and Mark away. Lights glow across the city. Jill marches in her front door. Mark stands in the hall watching as Tim and Jill go into the bathroom and shut the door. They sit down.
I think you should go home.
I don't want to go home.
Tim, I think you need to make a choice. It's me or it's her, so why don't you fuck off home and let me know what you decide, okay?
Her face stained with tears, Jill looks down. He looks at her for a moment, then gets up and walks out. Jill's face crumples. Tim walks to the truck with Mark.
This is the Samantha story all over again, isn't it, mister?
No, mate, this is different.
In the truck.
Dad's not home, we'll go to the supermarket.
Why don't we just go home?
Because that's what she wants.
I didn't ask to get all tangled up in your love life, mister.
He's not answering.
I want to go home.
Tim looks out the window. Mark hangs his head mournfully. He screws his eyes shut tight and his mouth twists in a grimace. Tim looks over, concerned. Aware of this, Mark turns to Tim, his face uncrumpled.
Nice try.
Tim shakes his head incredulously. Tim and Mark are at their dad, John's house. He carefully closes a bedroom door. He grabs a couple of beers from the fridge, gives one to Tim and sits down with him in the living room.
Where will you sleep?
Oh, I don't sleep. I'm a night person.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, I had Hello, Darling. That was a big hit. So I thought I'd give London a go. Your mum was a big star then. She was going great guns. I mean, big clubs, TV shows. I met her at this party. And the thing was, it was my shirt buttons. So I had my shirt buttons done up funny and, well, she had to fix those buttons. So she's doing up my buttons and her hands get to there and she leaves them there. And we look at each other and there it was, in all its glory, love. Anyway, things didn't work out for me over there and eventually I've talked your mum into coming out to Australia. And then Mark...
Nodding, Tim glances down.
So I think she reckons the parade's passed her by.
Yeah, so anyway, Dad.
Oh, the advice? Well, look, I don't really know Jill, so it's hard for me to say, but with your mum, and I think with most women, what you got to understand is the most important thing for them is to be right all the time about everything. And Tim, there is no problem so grave that a heartfelt apology can't...
John takes a gulp of beer.
Even when you've got no idea what you've done wrong.
John goes to the fridge. Tim looks blank. Day. June walks home laden with bags. Seeing Tim in the drive, she forces a smile and gives him the finger. He follows her inside. In her bedroom.
Mum, I'm driving you to the city for your tryout at
Oh, I've made my own arrangements. I'm going on the bloody bus.
Oh, well, have you got your balloons? What about your whistle?
Now you listen to me, sex god. Don't think you can come crawling back here after humiliating me in front of Diet Arse and her mate.
Mum?
He follows her into the bathroom.
Mum? Mum! You're getting in that fucking truck and you're going to audition. You understand?
He walks out. She does her makeup.
No need to be so bloody rude.
In an empty club, Jean steps up to a microphone.
So...
Shane's with three men.
Excuse me? So, Shane?
Guys. Yeah. She's on.
So, shall I just, what I normally...
Fire away.
Yeah? Okay. And then we'll all join hands and try and contact...
Jean and Shane grin. The others don't.
Okay. Right. Here we go. Thank you, everybody. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm Jeannie Dwight. I'm on the wrong side of 50, but I don't look it. I can't cook.
Yes, you do. You do.
The three men grin.
Well, you want to get your eyes tested, mate, along with your sperm count. Or as my ex so charmingly put it, have you always been a prick? Or are you just practising, eh? So anyway, I can't cook. I'm overweight. And my ex says a blow-up doll's more fun in bed than me. And he would know. A little tip for you girls. Always have sex on an empty stomach. So when that heaving, sweating mass of flesh climbs on top of you in the middle of the night, you can't always keep your dinner down, can you? Laugh, laugh, laugh. That's, I have to wait usually. That's a big laugh. Oh, girls. What am I doing here, eh? I could be at home doing the ironing.
Jean's eyes glaze. She looks pained.
The laugh, laugh. Excuse me, mate. Excuse me, are you listening? Because you're talking, you know, that's a bit of a, you know, tackle from behind, isn't it, mate? Let's be fair. Shane?
Yeah.
Should I do more?
Yeah, keep going.
Shane nods encouragingly. Jean looks desperate. Jean comes out of the audition and hands Tim her bag. She walks ahead, holding back tears. Tim follows her into a lift where she stands staring at the floor. At home, Mark plays cricket with the local kids. A girl with a bat stands in front of an upturned bin as a guy bowls.
Are you guys ready?
Hands up! You can get one more chance because you're a girl.
Tim drives along with a despondent Jean beside him.
So, how do you think it went?
How do I think it went? Biggest opportunity in my career. I think we went down the toilet, don't you? How did you think it was going to go when I'm worried sick about you ruining your life after everything I've ever worked for?
Mum, will you please stop blaming me for everything that's ever gone wrong in your life? I just want you to be happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
Of course you're happy. You've worked hard, it's not just there to piss out of. Ask your father and Ronnie Stubbs, they'll tell you about happy.
Jesus, Mum, that was your audition and you fucked it up.
Tim swerves to avoid Mark and crashes into a skip.
Mum, are you all right?
Mark stands in the road, shaking. Jean gets out of the truck, frowning heavily.
It's all right.
Jean and Tim look at the front of the truck, which is smashed in.
Look at it. How much is it going to cost to sort all this out? Don't look at me. I'm not made of money.
Look, Mum, I don't think it's too bad.
Oh, that's it, Tim. I'm over it. You're on your own, pal. I'm breaking up the act.
She walks away.
I'm sorry, Mum.
What for, darling?
Jean wanders away, her brow heavily furrowed. She clutches at her forehead and grasps at her dishevelled hair. Tim stands staring at the smashed front of his truck. Steam wafts from the grill. He throws out his arms in frustration. A setting sun peeps through the trees. Tim calls round at Jill and Kelly's. Kelly opens up and stares at him.
Is Jill there?
I'll give you 10 minutes to make your case and then you can wait out here while Jill and I discuss it.
Please, can I just come in?
Jill cradles Tim on her bed. She hugs him close and strokes his hair as he holds onto her and sobs. John takes Mark home on his motorbike.
Dad, will you be coming inside? Because I'm not really sure of the reception that I'm going to get.
I would if I could, mate. You know that. But I am running late for work.
He kisses his dad's cheek.
Thank you. Bye, Dad.
Mark goes to the house and John rides off.
Mum! Come home!
The sky gradually darkens to an inky blue-black and lights come on around the house. Smoke wafts from joss sticks in Jill's dark bedroom. Lying in bed with Jill, Tim grabs his phone and switches on the light. It's 12:25.
She's what?
What's that?
Mark runs to a cab as it pulls up next to Tim's truck.
Lana, thank heavens you're here.
Oh my God, what happened?
We had an accident.
Is everyone all right?
You better come in.
Is Jeannie okay?
She's lost her.
And you said Shane's here.
Yes, I like your outfit.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Just please stay in the car, okay?
Jean's taking down her pictures.
Jeannie? Oh, hello, Lana. Cool. You look lovely. You're on a date, have you? Jeannie, what are you doing? Shane, what's happened?
It's all my fault, Lana. I thought it was a tryout. It was only a look.
Oh, is this a comedy place? Well, didn't they like her?
She was a bit off.
She was terrible.
No, she wasn't terrible. No, they just thought that her material was too phallocentric, that's all.
All right.
Bugger it, I'm going back to England.
Tim.
What? No offence, Lana, but fuck the lot of you. I'm out of here.
Christ, when? Well, what's the time now?
It's all right, Lana. She hasn't got a passport. It ran out years ago.
I can get her a passport, smart ass. I only got to fill in a bloody form. I got family in England. I got no bugger here.
Where are you going, Steve?
Do you want a drink, Jean?
Yes, please.
What?
I don't think she needs enough.
Right. Tim goes outside.
Tim,
Jean wanders off and grabs an outfit.
One, two, three.
I can't believe I'm back here.
Run this, Lana.
She wants to go back to England later.
Darling, maybe we should just let it cool down and see what...
I've never seen her like
this.
Go
back to England.
Hey, where's the yellow pages? I'll find her a budget for it.
That's it.
Right.
Is that a good idea?
Oh, hi, John. I didn't know you were coming.
Well, I was at work and Mark called me. Said it was some sort of an emergency.
Emergency, Lana? I've hit the panic button.
You've called me? Haven't you, Mark?
I've called everyone, Shane.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you, John. Not in the mood she's in.
Oh, dear.
Is there anyone else I should phone?
No, darling, no, you did really well.
Okay. Good job, mate. Thank you. I'm going to go to the toilet, okay?
All right, sweetie. Maybe we should have another drink first.
Good idea.
John grabs a bottle off Lana and takes a big swig. Tim, Jill and Kelly creep into the hallway. Mark emerges from a room and comes face to face with them. He gapes.
What are you doing, Tim? Are you mad?
Hello, Jill. Lovely to see you. Hello.
Kelly.
Tim sends the girls off.
Mark, the girls are just going to hide in our room for a second.
1 second, Tim.
I've been here before. I'll deal with this.
John takes off his biker jacket. Lana and Shane give him an encouraging smile. And, wearing his security guard uniform, John goes inside. In the living room, Jean polishes a figurine.
Janie! I want to...
She chucks it at him.
Yeah, come on, arsehole. Shut the bloody doors, pal. This is you and me.
Don't say something you might regret.
Oh, I've said plenty of things I regret, darling, and I stand by every...
Lana and Shane listen.
I don't think you should be doing that.
Just imagine I'd never met you.
Oh.
I'd be on TV in England, my own show. It's Jeannie.
Fantasy. It was never going to happen. And you want to know why? The first rule of comedy, make them like you. You just scared the shit out of them. That's why nobody ever wanted to follow you on.
I can fill any room in the country.
Can you?
Yes, I can.
Get your book out.
Hey?
Where's your book? Let's see what you got. You got South Juniors? You got Rudy Hill? You've got 3 nights in Port Stephens?
That's because the best 22 years of my work and life were taking care of your spastic son. Oh, isn't that right, gorgeous?
There's nobody in our bedroom. No one.
Christ, Jean, this is why you drive me around the bloody twist. If we can't put our past differences aside, why can't we at least be nice to each other for the boys?
For the boys? You were never there. When were you ever there for the boys?
I worked my ass off. And if I hadn't been working my ass off, there wouldn't have been time for that other arsehole, Ronnie Stubbs, to come sniffing around the moment my back was turned.
Excuse me? Is this what you were thinking whilst you were rooting the cocktail waitress in Dubbo?
I was in pain. But my pain doesn't matter, does it? It never has. And you want to know why? Because nothing matters as long as it's Jeannie in the spotlight.
Well, bugger you, Mr. One-Hit Wonder. Mr. Hello, Darling, from No One Can Remember Where...
Deflated, John looks down, blinking. Jean has a drink.
Well, that's it, then. Go on, piss off back to England. I've had it, Jean.
John walks out past Mark.
You all right, mate?
Yes.
I carried you for years. Look where it got me. Should have done this bloody years ago.
She is a cow of a woman.
To Shane and Lana.
I've got a website in Bristol.
Ronnie pulls up as John walks down the steps. Shane turns to Lana. Ronnie gets out of his Merc.
John. Jesus Christ. How are you, mate?
G'day, Ronnie. So you're working?
Oh, flat out, mate, flat out. What about you?
Couldn't be better. Just like
John peers into the Merc. Ronnie's smile fades and he locks it. Lana sits with her arm around Jean.
I've got a cousin in Watford, I think.
Mum, Ronnie's here.
Talking of wankers.
Mark,
Jackie, what's going on?
It's Mum.
Ronnie!
Jean, what's happening? Mark called me.
I'm going home, Ronnie.
Oh, no, no. Come on, Jean. Come on.
I'm appreciated there.
Oh, you're appreciated here. You're one of this country's greatest...
In the boys' bedroom.
Tim, she's gone to England. Tim, you've got to stop her. You're the only one she'll listen to.
Jill hugs Mark. Tim sits on the bed, his head in his hands.
Tim, fucking do something!
Mark, calm down. Look at me. Hey, look at me, look. It's okay. I'll talk to her, okay? You want to talk to her with me?
It was a great gig.
John stands in the doorway.
Picture this, Jeannie, if you care, right? They've heard my intro. Ba ba da ba da ba ba. And as one, they have risen to their feet. A standing ovation.
That's lovely, Ronnie.
Well, you can imagine, Lana. Yeah. I'm in tears. They're blown away. Why didn't we do this years ago? So pull yourself together, Ronnie. We've gone in an opening number. I haven't even opened my mouth yet.
Tim squats down and gently holds Jean's wrist. Her body shakes as she starts to sob. They stand and hug each other tightly. Mark's nearby, his face twisted in anguish.
Oh, Tim, please. When are you going to come home?
I've only been gone a night, Mum.
This is breaking my heart. This is where you belong, Tim. Here, Lord.
Shane, Lana and Ronnie stare at them, bemused.
This is your family.
John stands watching with his hands on his hips.
Let's go outside, eh? Let's go outside. Come on.
Ronnie looks down gravely.
Excuse me, Lana. What is Brad Pitt doing here? Shit, no. It's Mark.
John winks at Mark, who smiles. Tim and Jean walk into the garden.
I'm sorry, darling.
It's all right, Mum.
It's got a bit emotional.
Yeah, I know.
What the bloody hell's Ronnie Stubbs doing here?
I don't know. Hey, guess what?
They lean on a railing.
Jill's been giving some thought to the insurance payout on the truck.
Well, I bet she has, Tim. How long's it been? An hour at least?
Yeah, well, she's thinking, like, office cleaning. Like, Jill reckons there's people in the arcades, they're crying out for office cleaners right now. And Mum, she's not afraid of hard work.
What are you talking about?
Office cleaning. Jill's not afraid of hard work, Mum.
Office cleaning?
Yeah.
This is the worst night of my life, and you're talking about office cleaning?
Well, it'll give Jill and me something we can get started in together, on our own.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Tim. Don't tell me I've endured years of drudgery in that bloody canteen just so you can have more of the same. Why don't you go all out and become a security guard at Coles?
You know why?
No, I don't know why.
Yeah, you do.
This is her idea, isn't it?
It isn't.
Yes, say it. Why don't you open your bloody mouth?
No, it isn't. It isn't. It's me. Mum, I love her. I love her. I want to be with her all the time. I love her with all my heart. I want to have sex with her constantly.
Her face wet with tears, Jean frowns at Tim.
I'm going to live with her, Mum.
They look at each other for a moment, then Tim walks back towards the house. Jean bites her lip and looks down in despair. She holds a hanky up to her mouth. Lana lies asleep on Jean's bed. Light floods in as Jean opens the door and walks in. A chintzy lamp glows on the bedside table. Jean sits on the bed and collects her thoughts. She blinks and hangs her head. Holding a jumper, she nervously fiddles with her fingers. Morning. In the kitchen, Jill turns some rashers of bacon in a pan while Tim whisks some eggs. Mark gets some plates from a cupboard and Kelly's busy at a worktop. Tim looks up and his and Jill's eyes meet. They share a loving smile. Mark looks down the hall and his eyes widen. Jean plods in, frowning, wearing her pale pink silky dressing gown and with a towel wrapped around her head. She opens the fridge and grabs a bottle of Coke. Tim warily looks between Jean, who swigs her Coke, and Jill, who stares at the bacon in the pan. Jean puts the Coke back and shuts the fridge. She wipes her hand across her mouth and walks over to Jill. Heavy-browed, Jill looks across at Tim suspiciously, then looks back down at the bacon in the pan. Tim watches them both. Jean stares at Jill, then swings her hip to the side and bumps her. Jill blinks, unnerved. Jean tries to smile.
You don't want to take
Jean tries to turn Jill to face her.
Comic never knows when to draw the line, that's all. I just need someone to tell me when I've gone too far, you know? But honestly...
Jean looks at Tim.
Yes, Jill?
She bumps bums with Jill, who smiles and playfully bumps her back.
I just thought...
Tim smiles faintly.
...together, that's all. Didn't think it'd be over quite this soon. Because time...
Jill's eyes fill with tears and her face crumples.
Christ, it was only 10 minutes ago. He was 5.
Jean looks pleadingly at Tim as Jill sobs.
Come on.
Tim puts a comforting hand on Jill's shoulder and goes to join his mum and Mark. The three of them hug tightly. Jean looks over at Jill. Mark and Tim open out. Jill hesitates, then goes and joins them. They wrap their arms around each other. They stroke and pat each other comfortingly. Kelly's buttering toast. Mark and Jill letter in between them.
It's Kelly.
They all huddle together.
Kelly, not Kylie.
Sorry, Kelly.
On a stage, Jean stands in the spotlight at Tim and Jill's wedding.
Going through the change. The change from a stylish, sophisticated woman about town. Watch it. To a bitter, hideously ugly old bag.
Oh, no.
Well, if I'm going to be the butt of all these mother-in-law jokes, I might as well make the effort. I can see Jill's mother's made the effort, haven't you, darling? Now, the person I have to blame for this change is sitting right over there next to my son. There's a lot of things I could blame Jill for.
Jill smiles at Tim.
I could blame her...
Jean smiles warmly.
...for putting so much love into Tim's life. I could blame her for the love and friendship she has bestowed so generously on Mark and me.
Yes.
And I could blame her.
Mark's beside Tim. Amongst the other guests, Mark's friend Tori smiles. Overcome, Jean leans forward slightly, then recovers herself. Wearing a lavish white wedding dress, Jill watches Jean tearfully.
The cherished and much longed for gift of a daughter.
Jean grins. Jill bites her lip. Mark claps enthusiastically.
So, Jill, I'm going to sing you a song. But I'm going to need some help.
Ronnie starts to get up.
Tim, where's your father when I need him? Where's Dad?
He's right here.
John!
Hello, Johnny!
Come on, John. John, hello, darling, Maitland, ladies and gentlemen. This man had a hit single for 2 weeks in 1975.
3 weeks.
Sorry, 3 weeks. So, on Jill and Tim's special day, from Mark, Dad and me, we hope you like it.
Jill strokes Tim's shoulder. John starts to play guitar and Jean, in a purple dress, swings her hips. Jill holds her hands in the air. Jean does some fancy footwork and purses her lips. All the guests in the plush reception room clap along.
The schoolhouse downtown, highway number 19. The people keep the city clean.
and Mark hug, as do Jill and bridesmaid Kelly. Jean struts her stuff on stage, Jill and Tim kiss. Mark gets up, runs up the red carpet in front of the stage and does a jerky dance. Jean and John step from side to side and Tori joins Mark on the dance floor. Mark and Tori swing their legs from side to side. Jean and John face each other and jive. The guests get up from their tables and head onto the dance floor. Shane's boyfriend drags him smiling onto the dance floor. You get caught, no bail. Lana in a skimpy dress swings her hips. Jean and John face each other. She puts her hand on his shoulder and grins.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jean waves and walks to the side of the stage. Mark hugs Tori and they sway together. Tim and Jill are at the front clapping. In the shadows at the side of the stage, Jean basks in the applause, smiling contentedly. Her smile broadens and she walks back into the spotlight. ITFC audio description, written by Matthew Vickers and read by Alice Sanders. Directed by Cherry Nolan, written by Keith Thompson.
As it yields to the sound of your heart beating, bum, 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 I can almost hear the...
Produced by Rosemary Blight.
Of the thoughts that I know.
Brenda Blethen, Karn Chittenden, Emma Booth, Richard Wilson, Frankie J. Holden, Rebecca Gibney, Philip Quast, Katie Wall, and Russell Dykstra as Shane.
What this moment holds in store.
Director of Photography, Mark Wareham, ACS. Film Editor, Scott Gray. Production Designer, Nell Hansen. Costume Designer, Emily Saracen. Original Score Composer, Martin Armiger. Casting, Nikki Barrett, Barrett Casting.
I don't know.
Executive Producers, Scott Garvey, Ben Grant, Cass O'Connor, Tristan Worley, Antonio Zecola. A film by Cherry Nolan.
I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking.
When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Listen.